Thursday morning. Victoria Taft here till 9. Ah, host Todd Herman, great to be with you, and, you know, big shoes to fill for 2 days. But let's do it, okay? We got lots to talk about. Lots of COVID news, and it's unfortunate that the latest variant has our president tongue-tied. We'll do that. We'll come back on it. Whoa, so much to talk about. Roe v. Wade, Omicron, the fact that Joe Biden broke the dollar store. I went to the dollar store yesterday just as an antecedent to the COVID conversation. And, you know, I'd heard that they're raising their prices. I mean, we've got 6.2% inflation in this country right now, and we've got huge cargo ships lined up like planes from O'Hare out off the coast of Los Angeles. And that stuff from China is getting a little bit more difficult to repurpose and get into the stores at the dollar store. And let's face it, all that stuff's from China. That's why it makes it affordable. Here we go. Where else do you get Backstreet Boys on a Thursday morning? Don't tune out yet. So I was in the dollar store yesterday, and I went in there just to check things out and ask the lady who was there, and of course, she's about the high prices that are coming. It's no longer going to be the dollar store. Well, yeah, it'll be Dollar Tree, but it'll be $1.25 tree, and at least. And then they're going to have $2 and $5 items in there, which I thought they did already. So anyway, I got my Chinese-made bags that I'm going to put all the stuff I make for Christmas into to give away to my friends and that sort of thing. So cat's out of the bag. And I got some other things. And so I waded my way through all the displays to get to the clerk. And I said, so, hey, what about the prices that are going up? And so she took a moment because the smoke had to clear and she had to stub out her cigarette. And she said, I'm kidding. we're gonna raise prices, but we just haven't started raising them yet. So get in there, clean out the dollar store, because everything else after that is going to go up 25%. Now, we've got a 6.2 inflation rate. We've got qualitative easing that's easing. In fact, the Fed chairman said this week, well, about the qualitative easing, what did we call that during the Obama administration? I think we just called it qualitative easing. And all it means is, we're going to print a hell of a lot of money and we're going to flood the entire economy with it. And then we're going to pass laws requiring us to print more money and everything else is going to go up in cost. And, well, by the way, energy, yeah, sorry, there's not going to be much of that. But here I am making a big stand right before Christmas to release oil from the strategic oil supply, which will have almost zero effect on the price of gas. And let's cut off pipelines. Let's stop productivity. I don't know what you're talking about. Times are great. Biden made an announcement this week that was absolutely gobsmacking in that he said that the economy's great. You know, and I always like it when Wall Street says that because those guys are getting rich. And all the rest of us that have retirement accounts and depend on Wall Street, who are being plundered and they're being stolen from by 6.2% inflation, because be not misled. That is a huge tax increase. I mean, you are paying a huge tax on the money you possess, and you're, you know, it's like you feel like a dummy. You feel like a big dope that you've got money in the bank because that money is going to dwindle away depending on how big the inflation rate is. And that's a tax. And everything's more expensive. I bought chicken the other day. It was like $20 for four breasts. And then I came back and it's gone down a little bit. But I thought, what the heck is going on? I know we're not getting it from China. I hope to God we're not getting that from China. I know that they do some of that. Like we send them our chickens and they send them back. But I mean, where are they going to come out? I mean, we've got all of these cargo ships off the coast of Long Beach. 40% of the stuff that comes into the country is at Long Beach. They're sitting out there. I mean, it's like they're having Hawaiian parties out there. Hey, you know, we're on the deck of the cargo ship, just having cocktail parties, little drinks with umbrellas in them, waiting for the time when they can come and unload. And the president's threatening them with higher taxes and that sort of thing because they're still sitting there because the longshoremen aren't there. Truck drivers aren't there to get them. We have a pile up of all the containers that have been, I'm getting off what I was going to talk about, but I'll get to that. Don't worry. We will talk about COVID. But containers that go on the container ships, which go on the backs of trucks and trailers, they have a problem. In general, when you have goods and services, or goods rather, going somewhere, they go in these containers, and then what happens to the containers? Well, they sit over there. And it's like Garbage Island. It's like there's a gyre somewhere, and it's a gyre in the middle of the ocean somewhere. It's imaginary, just like that one is. And the containers somehow just disappear. And then I'm sort of half kidding about that, but they get stuck over in China, or, you know, Okinawa or wherever it is that we've got these ships going. And they sit there because there's nothing else to bring back inside the containers. And that which has already been brought back on the backs of those container ships coming back to the United States that have full of Christmas toys are sitting there off the port of Long Beach because we don't have enough shipping ability, trailers, trucks, and that sort of thing to get them out of there. And for whatever reason, COVID, just like COVID, COVID's the problem. COVID, COVID, COVID. Which brings us, of course, to the dollar store and the reason why all the prices are going up at the dollar store, 25%, $1.25. And I was at the Dollar Tree, as I said yesterday, and the prices have not been raised yet. Now, COVID, South Park has an amazing, and I'll play this at some point today, preview of either an upcoming episode in which the future of South Park, where Eric Cartman is a rabbi now, so enjoy that for what that's worth. Kenny dies again, because Kenny always dies, and then what happens is they have another variant of COVID, which is called the Delta Rewards Program variant. And they don't know what to do with it. Oh, no. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. It's another variant. And so we find out, and you'll hear it when we play it. It's a long one, so I can't play everything. But what we find out is that the people of South Park are told by the military who come in and, you know, all these Apache helicopters and guys in uniforms and there's big guns and everything, and you have to stay here. And so they're stuck in South Park, and they go, well, what's the issue? We have the Delta rewards program variant, and you have to be quarantined. And they're going, well, what's the extent of the problem? Well, one person doesn't have a vaccine. Well, just tell us who it is, and we'll get the guy vaxxed, or we'll quarantine that guy, you know. No, we can't tell you because we don't mock people anymore in the future for what they do or do not do that rolls against the public will and tide and political correctness. And I mean, they always do it. They just always do. Delta mileage rewards variant or something. Anyway. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, well, we can't do that. So they're all stuck in South Park in the future. And Kenny dies again. And it turns out that Kenny dies of COVID. I think that's it. Be that as it may. COVID, not a laughing matter, unless you're Joe Biden. Let's play Joe Biden and his, let's see. explaining this latest variant. I think that is cut four. Here's Joe Biden explaining the latest variant, which is actually named Omicron. It's cut number four. Brady, hit it.
When I was elected, I said I would always be honest with you. So today I want to take a few moments to talk about the new COVID variant, first identified last week in southern Africa. Mm-hmm. It's called the Omicron.
Okay. It's actually not called the Omicron, but he can't help himself. And the sycophantic media, as well as Dr. Fauci, also adopt the wrong pronunciation of the sciencey science term for the latest variant, which we'll get to coming up in just a moment after we check traffic. Well, here we are again, Victoria Taft filling in for Thursday and Friday. And if you have any comments, make them nice, won't you? 800-465-8770. I'll repeat that. That is our text line, 800-465-8770. Tell whoever's answering that number how fabulous the show is this morning. I mean, because you got to laugh, right? So I'm going to go out to coffee with my niece after this. And, King County. I don't live in King County. And she's going, well, I've got a test if you need one. I'm like, a test? What? It didn't even occur to me. You're like, you have to have a test to get into a doggone place to have coffee. And I think, the apocalypse is near. That's what I think. So here we have Joe Biden explaining this week about the Omicron variant of COVID. And here he is. I don't even know which one you're going to play me. Is it the first one? Number four? Go. Brady.
When I was elected, I said I would always be honest with you. So today I want to take a few moments to talk about the new COVID variant, first identified last week in southern Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Omicron.
It's not called the Omicron. We're so transparent and so wonderful, said Joe Biden, that he is going to tell you all about the Omicron.
When I was elected, I said I would always be honest with you. So today I want to take a few moments to talk about the new COVID variant, first identified last week in southern Africa.
Yeah.
It's called the Omicron.
It's the Omicron. Still the Omicron. Okay, now we're keeping people out of the country from southern Africa. And we're doing that because it's science, he said. So
the very day the World Health Organization identified the new variant, I took immediate steps to restrict travel from countries in southern Africa. But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron, it cannot prevent it. But here's what it does. It gives us time. It gives us time to take more actions, to move quicker, to make sure people understand you have to get your vaccine.
Got to get the vaccine. Now, mind you, they don't know the extent to which any vaccine is going to have on the Omicron, a.k.a. Omicron. So he has no idea. But he's still pushing the vaccines. Do you ever wonder, for one second, of course you do, because, Todd's been talking to you for years about this, or it seems like years. Do they never talk about any therapeutics that are available? What's up with that? I mean, I'm taking all imaginative, very imaginative, and imagined stuff to forestall any potential for getting COVID. And it's a lot, most of it's over the counter, some of it's not. And I don't have a clue what's going to happen. I just kind of keep going and doing what I'm doing. I mean, I don't have a clue about what the Omicron is going to do with my body should it come in my path. And the thing is that, but Joe's going, he's there and he's going to help us, he says. And he's going to tell us that he's going to stop all the people coming in from Southern Africa and into the United States. So at yesterday's press briefing with Jen Psaki, Peppermint Patty, she was asked about the travel ban on Black African countries. Listen.
Just a quick follow-up on that. So the couple of countries where there haven't been any cases found, I mean, are you quickly moving forward with the decision on whether you want to lift the travel ban?
Again, we're going to continue to assess what steps need to be taken to protect the American people. This was not a political decision. It was based on the advice, recommendations of the health and medical team.
Sure,
the president accepted that advice. He put in place those restrictions.
You know what that question was about?
And he's always going to err on the
side. Jen Psaki, I mean, you know. It's easy to hate the White House spokespersons if you don't particularly agree with them, or you don't think that what's coming out of their mouths are particularly helpful or truthful. But be that as it may, it's all political. And she talked about and was asked about why you are, President Biden, White House, imposing travel bans on countries that have no cases of Omicron? Is that what we're doing? Omicron, really, but he calls it Omicron. And that's the fact that there are several countries in the South African area, sub-Saharan Africa, and they don't have any cases yet. And the one case was in South Africa, and the woman who's the medical director had it in her private practice. And she's going, what the heck is going on here? There's just not a heck of a lot going on with that particular strain of the virus. We have mild cases. It's happening in both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. And the extent to which it does any harm to these people, it is mild. Mild. So why are we pressing the panic button? But no, they have to do something, because here's my thought. They have to look like they're imposing something. It has everything to do with politics. They're going to say, we're going to not allow these people in the country. Peter Ducey, Fox News, asking the powers that be about how they're going, Dr. Fauci in this case, how they're going to, you know, get rid of the variant from all the people coming into the United States, because they're now going to impose the testing requirements on Americans and others coming to the United States from overseas, and we're going to have possible quarantining. And listen to the question and the answer.
Are people coming into this country? Does that include everybody?
The answer is yes, because you know that the new regulation, if you want to call it that, is that anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here.
But what about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue.
Oh, that's a different issue. You know, if you're an American and you already went overseas, which means that you took measures against COVID in whatever form they require of you, then, and you come back and you test before you come back, you're going to be quarantined, possibly? What? And they're not doing anything at the border. We already know this. This is from duh.com. We've already assessed that this is a big, fat problem. It's a hypocrisy that the Biden administration is doing by opening wide the southern border, allowing people in, who knows who these people are, and their children, and flooding certain areas of the country with people who are illegally in the country. Just because they said, now we learned this from the Capitol Hill riot, right? Just because they said you could come in doesn't mean it's legal, right? I just decided that. I just made that up. Here's my thing. I think what's happening is, because Joe Biden is getting killed in the federal courts on his mandates, that they have to look like they're doing something to replace all the times he's going to lose. And by the way, talk about hypocrisy, talk about problems, talk about, he knew these were going to get blown out of court. He knew that because they're unconstitutional and illegal. So there you have it. All right. Now, when we come back, it's just a few more things, and it's going to be just a few more things. We'll do it when we come back. Victoria Taft in This Morning till 9 o'clock today and tomorrow. Back in a minute. Good morning. You're listening to KTTH. I'm Victoria Taft in Today and Tomorrow. Here's the text line, 800-465-8770-8770. Text line messages, tips, always love to get those to find out what's going on in your neck of the woods so that we know what to see, what to look for, what to talk about. You know, it's just keeping in touch. It's all good. It's Juicy Smoulier is in the news. And here we have it. He's in court. Now, do you know who he is? He is a former star of the television show Empire. And he was having, at the time that he decided to hire two people to beat him up and then call it a race crime because it's 2 a.m. in Chicago and sub-zero degree weather and this is MAGA country. Don't you know that? And so now he's in court because he made all this stuff up and he got caught. And so he's in court and we find out that the man he allegedly, we're still using the word alleged, paid $3,500 to help him stage the hate crime, the fake hate crime, so that he'd get more money for his role in Empire, took the stand in court yesterday in Chicago. And you're not going to believe this. This is not something being widely reported. Why? Because Mr. I Need More Money for My Television Show didn't want cameras in the courtroom. Now, there might be a blanket order, no cameras in the courtroom, but I don't think so. Especially after the Rittenhouse trial, cameras in the courtroom and being able to see what's going on. I just want to look at him. I just want to see what he's doing. Does he have any shame for hiring two guys? Now, all in all, it's Juicy Smoulier, as Dave Chappelle likes to call him. Let's listen to Dave Chappelle explain it.
Juicy Smoulier is a very French, very famous French actor.
Juicy.
Y'all never heard of Juicy Smoulier? Juicy Smoulier is an actor from France.
Yeah, thank you, Dave Chappelle, for... here's his thesis. Here's Dave Chappelle's thesis about Juicy Smoulier, which this came out, what, right after it? This special that he did, Sticks and Stones. And he talked about it and said that the people in the gay community got upset with the African-American community because the African-American community didn't seem willing to believe Juicy Smoulier's. Juicy Smoulier. Juicy Smollett. That's really his name. They weren't willing to believe the guy's story, which was, once again, that he went out in the middle of the night to get a Subway sandwich when it was below zero. And in his neighborhood, which was a gay and black neighborhood, which he is both, and two white guys jumped him. And you're never going to believe this, but the two white guys had MAGA hats on, Make America Great hats, Donald Trump hats, and splashed him with bleach and put a noose around his neck and beat him up. Oh, and they said, they called him names. And then they said, this is MAGA country. And Dave Chappelle said, well, we're not talking about it, gay community, because we're helping insofar as we're not talking about it. We're not talking about it because we find the entire story incredible. And so it is incredible. In fact, as one person who was watching the trial or keeping up with the trial better than I am put it, This is a circus. That's what this is. This trial of Juicy Smollett, Juicy Smoulier, is a doggone circus. Even though you can't watch it on TV. And so the brothers who were hired, one brother who hired his brother, Now, this is supposed to be a situation in which everyone, in fact, all of Hollywood got very upset about this because it was just like it was a quote unquote modern day lynching, an attempted modern day lynching. And no less than Kamala Harris said that as a U.S. senator. And so you've got people up in arms about the fact that their friend Jussie got beaten up by a bunch of Donald Trump supporters. And how dare they? Well, and of course, immediately the story falls apart because everybody's going like, when did that particular area of Chicago, much less the entire city of Chicago, become MAGA country? Oh, yeah, this doesn't even pass the smell test. Huh. So what does Jussie Smollett do? He blames the black guys.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what they have to say. Yeah. When Jussie was crying on screen with Robin Roberts they're not going to find him. Well, all they have to do is look in your phone. Just scroll through your contacts because they are right there. Everyone knows this is a lie.
That is awesome. Speaking of his phone, he later said, well, I'm going to turn over my phone to the police because, you know, we have to get to the bottom of this hate crime. And he doesn't hand over his phone. He hands over what he wants to hand over from his phone, printed out in paper, and gives it to the cops, to which they respond, this is of absolutely no value to us. And I'm all about the Fourth Amendment stuff, and I wouldn't let a cop have my phone to look into anything. You never offer your phone. No, you just don't even do it. So Jussie was right to do that. But the thing is that she's right. The talking head over there on Newsmax said, if they'd just given him the phone, then we'd find out that they were right in his contacts because he worked with these guys. And the whole reason behind the fake attacks. Now, this is interesting. The whole reason behind the fake attacks is because the first race hoax he perpetrated on Empire and himself didn't work. So there was a white powder he found in an envelope sent to him at the set of Empire. And because, you know, Chicago's so racist and everything. And so he was at the set of Empire and received this package, this envelope filled with white powder and a note that said, expletive deleted, Jussie, you blank and blank. And there was a stick figure of someone with a noose on a hangman's trap and with a gun pointed at him. And it turns out that was a hoax too. And he didn't get enough attention for said hoax. And he wanted attention because he wanted more money out of Empire. So this whole idea of this holier than thou, woke, Hollywood connected guy who's embraced by all of the left, because he's a twofer. Well, he's a threefer. He's a highly paid entertainer, and they love those guys because they are those guys. And he's black, and he's gay. So it's a threefer. He's in a protected class like none other. So what happens? They come to his defense instead of looking with their own doggone eyes, saying, you know, this doesn't quite add up. Hence why Dave Chappelle is a national treasure. Okay, so that's what's going on. And the brothers are in court testifying that, oh, no, we rehearsed it and everything. He explained that he wanted me to fake beat him up, said one of the brothers. And, you know, so when he had an opportunity to make a stand for anti-racism and, you know, pro-wokeness, what does he do? He hires two Nigerian dudes from Africa, case where Omicron is. Is it? I don't even know if it's there yet. Doesn't matter. It's makes a better part of the story. And what does he do? He blames the black guys. So there you go. That's it. All right. And we are keeping people out of the country from these countries because of Omicron. Now, I know that's said wrong. I just want you to know it is wrong. However, that's the way Joe Biden says it, and that's the way all the reporters now say it, or at least in this new particular news conference, and Dr. Fauci called it. We'll get to that as well. Much, much more as we continue our sort of hit parade of interesting stories. Victoria Taft filling in here, KTTH, 800-465-8770 is the text line, and we'll be back after traffic. Good morning, Victoria Taft in. You're listening to KTTH. I'll be here today and tomorrow. Text line, 800-465-8770. And we're having some fun at the expense of the news because you got to laugh. There's some serious stuff going on. We've got the Omicron, as we call it, unless you're Joe Biden, in which you call it the Omicron variant of COVID. And a South African doctor is the one who alerted the world that she'd seen a couple of episodes, a couple of cases of the Omicron, which has been going on in South Africa, this country of South Africa, for a long time now. Here she is on a television show with a guy with an unbelievable accent that seems to be a mashup of Indian and South African. And listen to, which is amazing, it's just listen to this guy asking her the question, because he's the guy who distills down what her thesis is, which is to say there's not much going on here. What the heck's going on? Listen to this.
You're saying that the patients you've seen do not show severe symptoms. They show mild symptoms, fatigue, tiredness, headache. And initially you thought, in fact, it was a viral infection. It is only when you did a rapid test that you discovered it was COVID. But then the first gentleman who came to you, who was unvaccinated, you tested his family and you discovered practically all of them had been infected, including the little baby. But even so, none of them have severe symptoms. Have I understood that part correctly?
Yes, you understood it correctly. And again, I spoke to my other colleagues in the Pretoria region as well. And the picture is more or less the same. None of them had seen severely ill patients.
Okay, so this is what's caused an international panic. This variant, the Delta Rewards Miles variant. Omicron. Because remember now, they skipped over Xi because they didn't want to tick off the Chinese premier. Remember? We've just completely discombobulated the Greek alphabet and decided that we'll just die. You know, we don't want to tick off the guy who already poisoned the world. So he might do something worse. So we're just going to not offend him by renaming it. We'll just skip over. Oh, I know. Let's do the O's. Let's go to Omicron. This is fun. Can we do hurricanes next? And so this South African doctor is going, what the hell are you guys? You people are nuts. You are crazy. She writes in the Daily Mail, nothing has prepared me for the extraordinary global reaction that met my announcement this week that I had seen a young man in my surgery who had a case of COVID that turned out to be the Omicron variant. This version of the virus has been circulating in Southern Africa for some time, having previously been identified in Botswana. But given my public-facing role by announcing its presence in my own patient, I unwittingly brought it to global attention, and then all hell broke loose. She doesn't say that. I just added the all hell broke loose thing because we're over-responding. We're over-freaking out. She goes, nothing in my experience with this particular variant shows it to be anything less than mild. So why are we now doing travel bans? And in fact, this Daily Mail article, this op-ed that she put in, was directed at the UK, but you could just replace US for UK wherever she mentions it, because we're totally going overboard. We've got Joe Biden doubling down on mask mandates again. I'm like, why again? Exactly. He's getting killed in the federal courts, which I suspect is why he's doing this, to sort of decoy from losing and looking like he's doing something about it. And then overstating the possibility that there could be something really bad with the Omicron. I mean, we're now stopping people. He's floated this trial balloon in the Washington Post. where he says, okay, I know, let's do this. Let's say that we're going to test and quarantine people who've already been essentially quarantined for a large period of the last 2 years and tell them that they can't really have their own lives back unless we say so when they come back from overseas. I mean, Jason got back just in time because they were going to make everybody quarantined, and that's not going to work. I sometimes you just go, oh, they're just messing with us again now. Are they just trying to figure out how far they'll go, how far they can push us? And so the doctor says, well, okay, the British government reaction to the Omicron variant has included the expansion of a booster jab rollout to all adults. After Britain heard about all of this, the global picture started to change. Here's my experience in South Africa, and this is a knee-jerk reaction by the rest of the world. There's nothing going on. So far, the patients who have tested positive for Omicron are mainly young men, mixture vaccinated and unvaccinated. Only yesterday, I saw five more patients who tested positive for the new variant. They all had mild illness. Why are we freaking out? But they got to freak out about something, I guess. And it's really distressing. The fact of the matter is, she's on the front lines of this, and they're saying, no, there's nothing big going on here. Sure, everybody take precautions. The president said, he doubled down and said, get your boosters, get your shots. And if the shots were working against this particular variant, they would be working against this variant, and they're not working against the variant to a large degree. For people who are in a very, very tough spot, they've got comorbidities and all that stuff, they have a certain age, by all means, you do you. But somebody like LeBron James has just been diagnosed with COVID. Now, do you think LeBron James is unvaccinated? No, he's quote unquote fully vaccinated, which correctly says right now, according to Dr. Fauci yesterday, so we're going to hold him to it for at least 24 hours. That means two shots. That's no booster, because he doesn't need a booster, because he's a specimen of a human being, because he's an athlete. He's an apex athlete. You don't get much better than LeBron. I mean, I do have some issues with what's inside his head, but other than that, he's a physical specimen, and he's got COVID, right? So Brady, are the shots working? No, they're not working. They're going to work for some people, not for everybody. Okay, now I have to share with you what happened to personhood in the United States of America. You might say, Victoria, that sounds kind of weird. But this is really, really interesting. And the role that the Supreme Court plays, that and much, much more, the killing of Dollar Tree by Joe Biden, and much, much more as we continue this morning. Victoria Taft on KTTH, back after the traffic.